We actually have one of the inductees in this 2017 class on the line with us right now. It's a name I'm sure many of you in the area have heard many, many times before. Matt Wilhelm. Matt, thank you very much for giving us some of your time. How are you?
Oh, my pleasure, guys. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Well, tell us about this process. Where were you when you found out you were going to be inducted into the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame?
The process is, you know, first and foremost, I went into Elyria's, maybe 5 or 6 years ago because they didn't have the age requirement. And in turning 35 last year in 2016, I just missed the cutoff with the February birthday. So this, in actuality, is the first year I became eligible. And it's just a concerted effort amongst, my uncles, my father, kind of pulling together my resume for me, news clippings, all that other great stuff that the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame, meticulously really dives into to see who deserves to, reap the reward of their great athletic success and become part of a very, hallowed ground type of situation with all the great athletes that have come here out of the great city of Lorain.
Turn my mic on here, Matt. Matt, you've obviously been involved in the community in a number of ways. I know it was a couple of years ago the 50th Super Bowl was being played, and they gave a golden ball to the players who had won Super Bowls. You, of course, won one with the Green Bay Packers. You got to come back to Elyria Catholic and present that to the community here in the area, and you've always stayed, it seems, pretty close to the community here at in Elyria and in Lorain County. How special was a moment like that? I know you've had a lot of special ones in your career, but is that really cool getting to come back and present that golden ball?
It definitely is, and I think for me, I did my very best to work extremely hard to carry the Wilhelm name in high regard, regardless whether it was Lorain, Elyria, all throughout Lorain County and the state of Ohio for that matter, and to have an opportunity to get that golden football, being honored as a member of a Super Bowl team, and then I have one in my trophy case at home, and they're the NFL was gracious enough to give one for you to present to your graduating high school. So to go back to Elyria Catholic and present it to maybe a bunch of 15, 16, 17 year olds that I'm now 20 years older than, that probably don't even understand who I am, what I actually accomplished, but the message that I gave to them was a similar message that I would have gravitated to if I were sitting there in that auditorium or the Coliseum at Elyria Catholic. And it's just all about being true to who you are. I walked a path less traveled and wanted to deviate, and when everybody's going right and following the crowd, I wanted to go left and be different. And in doing so, my goals of being a great success athletically, regardless of the sport, this one happened to be football, I wanted to be different. I wanted to set myself apart, and my athletic success did that. And I told them it didn't necessarily have to be athletics. It could be, the arts or mathematics. There are so many great ways, especially now in 2017, for you to go out in today's world and succeed. But you have to have that goal. You have to have the will to want to achieve that goal. And it now sits in the trophy case. And I think I'm sure for a lot of kids, when you hear someone speak, you don't listen to 90% of their words. But if a small portion gravitated to some of the words that I said and latch onto them and apply them to their life, then my time and that football really matters a lot to them.
Matt Wilhelm is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. He's being inducted into the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame next week. Everybody knows you, I think, for what you did on the gridiron. You had a remarkably successful football career. I honestly did not know that you played hoops. Tell us about your basketball career. You were a 4-year varsity letterman at Elyria Catholic.
I was, and I think my junior year, All-State, honorable mention, I think second-team All-State, maybe first-team All-State as a senior as well. I don't even remember. Sometimes it's so long ago. But to be very honest, basketball was my first love, and it was something that, and I'm actually in Lorain right now at my parents' house, and I can, peek around back and see, the basketball hoop that hangs, probably, 45 degrees down from all the dunking I did on it as a grade school and high school kid. But I just was always out dribbling the ball, and I was one of those kids where, my mom didn't have to look very far. But I was one of those kids who did not want to be inside. I wanted to be outside, working on my Jordan fadeaway and hitting those last-minute, game-winning shots. But at the end of the day, I realized, I kind of had reached my peak of growing taller. My left hand wasn't so great, and I knew that both collegiate and NBA three-point line just goes back farther and farther. So I decided to just lock myself in a weight room and put 30 pounds on my basketball body.
When you talk about some of the venues to play basketball in here in Northeast Ohio, obviously Elyria Catholic, the Coliseum, is one of my favorite places to see. I mean, that place gets pumping when the crowd all feeds in there, Matt.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the games that I remember and you know, is the rivalry games. Lorain Catholic, Elyria Catholic, either going to their place and having the people on top of you. But what I loved most is that, you know, really going almost underground and having that lower bowl of bleachers pulled out, those club seats pulled out right to the edge of the out-of-bounds line, and to have, you know, both the hecklers, almost like an NBA stadium, NBA arena, you know, kind of heckling you at the free throw line or on an out-of-bounds play, tugging on your shorts from behind. You know, but when I had a resounding dunk or a blowout victory by us Panthers over the Spartans, it was always very gratifying whether it was here or there.
Well, Matt, of course, you're one of a very, very few that can claim that you won a Super Bowl championship, national championship. If you can, kind of shed some light on how both of those experiences were a little bit different, because I know it's a tremendous accomplishment on a number of different fronts, but being a national champ and being a Super Bowl champ, just talk about how special that is, but like how slightly different those experiences may have been for you.
Sure. Well, I mean, winning is winning, and I think winning a championship, you know, allows you, you know, for that calendar year to stand on that pedestal and look down on everybody else. In the NCAA, that's, you know, over 100 different collegiate schools. In the NFL, that's 31 others. And you're absolutely right in saying they are different because, you know, for me, it was 1 year in Green Bay, one amazing year with a hell of a run towards the end of the season where we got hot, we run through the playoffs, we become road warriors. You know, great bonds are created. But for me, it was, again, just 1 year, and, you know, you're getting to know people on the run. And The NFL is still very much a business, whereas, you know, my winning a national championship at Ohio State had a lot to do, as I said earlier, with me and my decision to go there, as Michigan was my number two. It's the name on my back. It's the city that I represent, which is, you know, Lorain and Elyria, for that matter, Lorain County. And then I think the 38 years that had been, you know, voided out with no national championships at Ohio State since Woody Hayes had since won one, to bring that back to the state of Ohio. And as you could probably imagine, you know, every opportunity I have in front of a Buckeye fan, even in the face of Urban taking care of business in 2014, everyone so fondly remembers 14-0, you know, beating Michigan at home. That was very gratifying for me, my last game in the Horseshoe with an opportunity to play for the national championship. And even furthermore, my parents being able to be down on the field in the Horseshoe and get recognized for all their years of sacrifice of, you know, driving me all over, you know, God's green earth to give me everything that I needed, putting me in Jordans when Nikes were enough, and taking me to the Ohio State football camp when a local camp was enough as well.
Such a great story here, Matt. As you're getting inducted into the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame, is there something you take from your time at Elyria Catholic, whether it be a coach, whether it just be a moment that has sort of always carried with you through your career at Ohio State and in the NFL?
I just think I have an extreme amount of pride in the city of Lorain.
Nice.
And for it molding me. And I think for me to not make the easy decision to leave the city of Lorain and not go to Elyria Catholic, not go to Admiral King or Lorain High, and go out of the city and go to another private school kind of on my own with only a few other Lorainites there, you know, as in attendance at the school, and have to make friends and overcome that and then, you know, really dive into the community of Elyria and the great alumni of Elyria Catholic. And I think for me, in a nutshell, everything I always represented was always weighing on my shoulders. And that's why, you know, at every point, and even a big moment for me, and even though, you know, next Thursday is going to be a great big moment getting inducted because my grandfather's in the Hall of Fame, my uncle's in the Hall of Fame, my godmother, you know, Joni Mahalik, is in the Hall of Fame. So it means a lot, and I've been going to those banquets since I was a young kid, and to know that I'm going to, you know, as I said, grace those halls and have the plaque and get the jacket, it's a great honor. But in going backwards really quickly and talking about the 2002 national championship, and I'm not by any means patting myself on the back, it's just ingrained in who I am. And I think that happens a lot for kids who have an opportunity to get out of Lorain and really succeed. The first microphone and camera that, you know, popped up in my face after that 2002 national championship victory, one of the first things out of my mouth was, you know, this is for, you know, South Lorain, this is for Lorain, this is for, you know, where I came from, because it's always about something bigger than just myself.
Matt Wilhelm, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. He's being inducted into the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame next week. I want to touch on something very quickly here that you just mentioned about having that first microphone popped in your face. You, since you've retired, have really kind of become a big part of the scene around here as well. And I'm just kind of curious as to what kinds of things you've learned since the end of your playing days in the NFL, because I know you do some things with the Browns, and what kinds of things have you learned from being on the media end of things?
Well, I think today's day and age is significantly different from when I was a high school, college, and even professional player, and that was just 6 years ago. That's, life with the iPhone and Twitter and Facebook, and I think on my end, I walk the straight and narrow having been a player. I will never ask a player, a compromising question just to get, clicks or the answer that I want, because I never wanted to have that happen to me, so I don't do it to them. And I think if I have anything to shed or any light to give to some of these young players, especially even just some of the guys, Myles Garrett, Jabril Peppers, David Njoku, if I could say anything, it would all happen off air. And I would just share them in 3 to 5 minutes behind closed doors of lessons that I learned about being a professional athlete and the business that it is and the circles of people that you want to really surround yourself with, because the influences are going to be high, and there's going to be times where your head just continues to grow and your bank account continues to fluctuate and it gets bigger and you get more confident, and the city of Cleveland, or like any city that you happen to be playing, just like lures you in, and in some cases not always good. And so that's really what I enjoy doing. But for me, I am blessed as I was to be a great athlete. I can eloquently put my words out there, and I know an awful lot about the game of football, and that's why I enjoy doing what I do.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you giving us some of your time here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Congratulations on being inducted into the Lorain Sports Hall of Fame next week. Thank you again for your time, and congrats.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you very much for having me.